Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
The scriptures are filled with passages that talk about the role of the Holy Spirit in helping us to hear so that we can honor the heart of God. And so the ethical approach that I'm promoting really calls for us to take seriously what it means to be led by the Spirit and the scriptures, and to be influenced by the community of faith. And all three of those things can work together to help us hear so that we can honor the heart of God.
In fact, you expand on that a little bit more, because you distinguish this. Sometimes we'll read the Bible or we'll pray, or, you know, but that we need to do those in conjunction within a community, right? That's part of what discipleship is all about.
Sure. In the book, I talk about, you know, I just go there because I can, from teaching this and ministering this over the years, I know that one objection is, okay, you're talking about God helping us to know what the right thing to do is, and His speaking into our lives, so to speak, or us hearing Him. But I've never had that experience, some evangelical Christians say to me. So what I'll suggest to them is that according to Proverbs 2, it's not just scouring the scriptures, looking for a Bible verse that seems pertinent, and then slapping it into play. But neither is it ignoring scripture and just praying and waiting for some sort of a voice from heaven. That it's doing both of those at the same time in a theologically real manner, which means actually expecting God to interact with us. Because a lot of Christians don't have a real theological realism at work in their lives. There's a de facto deism that's at work, Neil. They don't profess deism, but in reality, they're not really expecting God to be interactive with them every day in their lives, or to speak to them through Scripture, to speak to them through the Spirit, or speak to them through their brothers and sisters in Christ. And so there's a de facto deism at work. But if we don't submit to that, if we instead actually expect God to interact with us as we pray and study Scripture and commune with our brothers and sisters in Christ and study Scripture with them and worship and pray and serve the poor with them, God really will communicate His heart to us. But you're right, we have to do these things at the same time rather than just one or the other or none of them, which unfortunately I'm afraid that too many Christians don't do either of these things. When they're making important moral choices, they don't study Scripture, nor do they pray, nor do they ask their brothers and sisters in Christ to pray with them and counsel them. They just rely on their ethical instincts or make their decision based on how their friends are going to think about them. And how are we Christian disciples if we end up making important moral choices the way non-Christians do? That's the question I'm asking.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.